New prosperity means thinking about others as well as yourself. Old books on prosperity reflected thinking and attitudes of the time. Nowadays, ideas about prosperity are different because we see the world and our place in it differently. In old books, prosperity was all about the individual getting rich. There were a lot less people around then. There was less demand on resources and also less of an impact on the planet. For instance, there was no plastic, if you can imagine that, and somehow life still went on. There were less cars, so there was less need for oil. There were no computers, so there was no need for energy-hungry computer servers for an internet. Now we know that there are finite resources on this planet. We know that we have impact on the natural world. We now know that how we treat the natural world ends up affecting us, because we live in a closed system we call Earth. It's not hard to figure out. In years gone by, it was harder to assess the weather and predict with accuracy what the weather was going to be. Now we can model the weather with powerful computers. The science of meteorology has developed a long way, which means we can predict more accurately the weather. And we have more up-to-the-minute information on weather. So we now have more awareness of the weather than in those times gone by. We notice more the weather patterns and the kinds of weather events that happen. We notice the effect we have on the air and oceans, and how much there is much more energy in global weather systems than before, and how this changes the weather and affects us. We have become better at understanding systems, which can be weather systems, financial systems, and economic systems where the resources are not abundant. We recognise that what happens in a distant part of the world can affect us. We recognise what happens in our country and our local area affects us, and in return, we may be able to affect them. We are able to see the bigger picture and our place in it. We can know about the systems that affect us and which we can in turn affect. If all parts of a system are doing okay, then we can get to do okay. If one or more parts of a system are not doing well, then at some point this will affect us. Here's an example. We all use banks and there is a banking system. If the customers of one bank start taking out their money, then the bank might not survive, and this can severely damage other banks and financial markets. And sometimes other banks then go out of business, even in other countries, affecting their customers. In an interrelated system, all parts have to be reasonably healthy, or else the whole system suffers, which affects all concerned prosperity-wise. So these days, we can focus on our own prosperity for sure, but we also have to bear in mind the prosperity of those around us. The well-being of all involved in the systems that touch us ends up at some point influencing our prosperity. If a system becomes too damaged, it can fail, affecting ourselves and others. Actually, there are a number of interacting systems which end up affecting each other. Here's some examples. In the UK, the attempted invasion of a country, Ukraine, by Russia, about 1,500 miles away, affected our energy prices. So we are paying the energy companies more. They are taking advantage of the situation, and so people have less money to spend on other things. So other areas of the economy are negatively affected, and businesses can go out of business, and the price of other goods goes up, increasing inflation. So an energy company executive, though they might be given a bonus as profits are up, they end up paying more for food, and due to inflation, the value of their savings goes down, and to top it all, their favourite restaurant has to close, for example. Being greedy affects the interacting systems in a negative way, which comes back to affect us, and that is not being prosperous. We live in an international, interconnected world. In fact, our modern world is perhaps too interconnected and fragile. We can be prosperous for ourselves, but rely on our local community and national and international communities. It really helps to support others to be prosperous. Would you rather live in a community with a lot of prosperity and all the benefits that brings, usually in an attractive place, or would you rather be one of the few prosperous people around in a run-down looking place with a less well-off population? I'm trying to suggest here that it is good to think about yourself, yes, but putting our prosperity thoughts, energy and actions for others, say, starting in the local community, is a good thing for all, including yourself. I have seen examples of this. In one village, I saw how the community had got together to create a hydroelectricity scheme to provide energy for homes and businesses. This meant they were less reliant on the energy companies that have been happy to charge more. They also planted communal orchards. Some good will, choosing to work with supportive people, innovation and intelligent action are great for all in a community, as is taking back power from those people who would exploit you. Behaving like this increases your prosperity and the prosperity of others. I wonder if these people will set up their own bank next. All souls come from God, and as souls, we are all part of the Oversoul, the collective up in the inner planes. This is an aspect of our divine home, where there is a vast amount of light and love. This light and love is something that can be reflected down here, but for the most part, it isn't. What we have had is the spirits of selfishness, greed, desire for power and fear, and perhaps hatred. For many people, though, not all, these energies, these spirits, are part of their energetic makeup and influence how they think and act. Even in countries where there is awareness of karma, many people will act in ways that are less than loving. But there is a price for everything. Now, with more love and light pouring in, things are changing. This means that some people will have in them energies or spirits that are more love-based and positive and for the higher. So there is less selfishness and instead there is generosity and goodwill. There is more a sense of respect for others and for nature and the environment. There is more the spirit of responsibility. For a soul, this is a good thing. In karma, there is balance, carried out by the law of opposites. So if someone has a lifetime where they are very wealthy, and their soul has the experience of a personality down in matter, living and learning from a life of wealth, the next lifetime, the soul gets a life of poverty to experience and learn from the opposite, as a balancing experience. Sometimes a wealthy person can consider that a poor person is not worthy of help, and that is their karma to experience that life. But maybe it is appropriate to help them. Does one's thoughts and actions come from a place of selfishness and greed and sense of superiority, which doesn't make sense because we are all part of the same Oversoul? Or do our thoughts and actions come from a place of love and a desire to do the higher actions? Sometimes helping someone might be robbing that person of the experience they need, and it gets shoved onto another lifetime, in which case no help is best. Sometimes helping them by sharing one's prosperity of time and or money might be the right thing. You can usually tell. An action done from a feeling of guilt is generally not the right action. If helping someone comes from love, you feel it in your heart and you know it is the right thing to do. Karmically, you are doing the right thing, and karmically, they are doing the right thing by receiving the assistance. It's like there is a connection, soul to soul, and you feel it because your true nature is love. There are wealthy people around who are generous and help others, and they will end up with future lives that reflect that love. However, there may be philanthropy because the wealthy person wants to look good in the eyes of society. They are, in effect, trying to buy respect and prestige. So the aim is essentially selfish and without love, and the next lifetime or lifetimes will be a bit rough as karma is balanced. The soul doesn't mind, however, as it is just experience of one life out of a great many. And what needs to be learnt, needs to be learnt. Doesn't mean to say it is enjoyable for the personality, though. When you know about this, it's a bit more incentive to learn about being loving. As more light and love comes into humanity, it is becoming easier for more loving energy, spirit and inspiration to come in to influence our thinking, actions and prosperity, so we can not only improve matters for ourselves, but also for those around us and our communities and for the planet we call home. There are plenty of ideas available, like bubbles of energy waiting for people to touch and absorb. So a bit of spiritual prosperity practice can open up brand new timelines for oneself and others.